Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Mini Crush Monday, number two for us, number one in your hearts.
Yes, with a bullet. What does that even mean? What is that? What is that? What is number one with a bullet? That sounds bad, but I think it's meant to be good.
It is. I think it just means, you know, as quick as you can get it there, but it should be number one with a bullet train, and that'd be less violent.
Agreed. Or maybe it's just referring to like a bullet point, like in a list. Number one with a bullet, you know?
Maybe
like,
so.
All
right, I like it, Noel. Take the violence out of it. Have you ever ridden a bullet train?
No, I know they're meant to be quite fast, Chuck.
That's like Yelp review, bullet train experience.
It was quite fast.
felt slower to me than I thought it would be. Two stars.
Oh, yeah, two stars. Would not try again. Boy. That's so funny. Nice to do these in the morning on a Wednesday. And let's see, where are we going to start today, Chuck? We already did the catch-up. We only do that on the first one.
Then
we
every other left. Episode is catch-up and stream this. So these are the nuts and bolts of the show, Noel.
Holy shit, there's a pattern. I never noticed.
There is a pattern. we're just going to go ahead and get into it. Then we have three Crusher posts to cover here. They're really just killing it, Noel.
Oh, I know. Group. By the way, all the feedback I've been getting about that Werner Herzog reading episode and your Christoph Waltz have been just epically glowing. I thought that was so fun. And it was largely the compliments were about the Crushers and their writing. They were able to just mirror.
It was really
that's
great.
The thing. You can't do the voice if you don't have the right material.
Gotta have the material.
You gotta have the material, and they delivered, my friend.
As long as the script is on point, Noel.
It's on point. It must be on point, Chuck. I know. Okay.
All right. Well, let's start here with Mr. Debsky. Mm-hmm. First name Austin, one of the oldest of pals. Badly rewrite a movie tagline. These are always fun. Greta Mansfield, one of our oldest of friends, says, "Where we're going, we don't need toads." I don't know why that's so funny.
It's funny. It's just funny because, you know, toads are like a sort of a very niche animal. It's not like, you know, what do we do with them?
Not like a garden variety frog.
No.
Toads are different. What's the difference? Do you know?
They're bigger.
Is that it?
Toads are bigger, I think. They're wartier.
Okay.
I don't know. That's all I got.
Barbara Weiss says, "To infinity, we can't go beyond that."
It's a very like nihilistic kind of like, you know, give up early movie.
David Potts, "In space, no one can have ice cream."
That's not nice.
You know, I'm about to record with Annie. We're doing Alien today.
Noel. Oh, cool. Do you know it was there's these like different social media holidays, I guess. The other day was Alien Day.
Because of something from the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Like, may the fourth be with you?
Perhaps.
I gotcha. Let me see here. Jeffrey James DeRosa, "It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's just some guy in tights."
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Oh, are we rating these now?
No. I'm saying fair. Like, you know,
fair point.
It's obvious. Fair point. Clearly, this Superman is not so super at all. He's just a kind of a crazy person running around in tights.
Okay.
If he doesn't have any powers, he's just a guy in tights, and then he's just kind of a weirdo, right?
Your old pal, the Gooch. Instead of Ghostbusters, who are you going to call? He says this: "If there's a ghost, we recommend calling these guys."
Yep. It's a good rec. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's another Alien one. I think Alien gets a lot of love because "In space, no one can hear you scream" is one of the great all-time taglines.
So good.
That stands out. Our old friend Karen Schlump Hughes says, "Don't bother screaming in space." I think that's pretty good.
Chuck, quick aside. What's the difference between a tagline and a log line?
If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong here. I believe a tagline is something that you would actually see on the movie poster.
Yeah.
And I think a log line is something that you would send someone in the industry. Like, you know, if you're pitching something, what's a log line? Log line is three guys open up a service where they hunt ghosts in New York City.
That's
the log line.
Yes,
like
yes.
The 1 minute, not even the one sentence synopsis.
And then the tagline is sort of more stylized.
It's a marketing tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I think you nailed it, Chuck.
Pulp Fiction. This is from Patrick Gorman. What was Pulp Fiction's tagline? Do you know?
It's not one that pops out to me right off, but I can certainly look. Let's see. Pulp Fiction tagline. It was, you won't know the facts until you've seen the fiction.
Okay. This makes sense then. Patrick Gorman says this, one of our old friends. You won't know the facts until you've seen a fair and balanced presentation of the evidence and relevant data and consider alternative possibilities and motivations.
I love that just for the pure Shaggy Dog extraness of it all, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty fun. That's a good joke. I do that sometimes. It's sort of the Family Guy thing where you take something to its logical conclusion and then like
yes.
10 more steps.
10 more steps. There is actually a second tagline to Pulp Fiction. Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character.
Well, that was a line from the movie.
Oh,
that was Winston Wolfe.
That's right. That's right. But it does say that had two taglines.
Huh. I think someone's wrong.
Possibly. Well, I don't know. A movie could have two taglines. Is that not possible?
You talking about the classic double tag?
The old classic DT?
let me see here. Jim Winepress says Jurassic Park, 65 million mistakes in the making. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
Oh, here's another alien. Trevor Halperin says, space is super quiet even when you're yelling. That's good.
Yeah. Is there a lot of screaming in that movie?
Well, seeing as how I just watched it last night, there is a fair amount of screaming.
Okay. Well, I know there's that scene where the facehugger pops out, or whatever, not the facehugger, the alien
chestburster,
pops out.
Yeah.
Chestburster, excuse me, getting my alien terms misconstrued. And we had talked about the fact that that one was sort of meant to be an actual surprise to the actors.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that.
That's what I've heard, and their reactions are genuine reactions of horror.
That's pretty great, because who is the character? I'm looking it up now. Lambert, played by Veronica Cartwright. You know, the other woman on the ship, hers is the one. She's like, oh God, oh God. She just keeps saying that over and over.
Yes.
It's kind of great. Such a good movie.
It's really great.
Can't wait to talk to Annie about it.
Yeah. And, I need to rewatch Aliens, cause I know it's held up there for
it's
sure.
Good.
It's a bit of a, what's the word? Kind of a, expansion of that world. Mm-hmm. And it still has heart, and it still has like some good things about it.
Yeah.
And then they kind of get less good from there. But
let me see here. Here's another alien one. Wow. Everyone's jumping on the alien train. I love it. Tony Loisel says, in a vacuum, no persons can hear air escaping from your esophagus.
A lot of these alien ones. I think you're right, Chuck. It is such
a well-known, yeah,
quintessential, excellent movie tagline.
Goodfellas, cinematography junkies will love it. That's from Justin Fillinger. All right, let's finish up with David Barlow has a spin on Ghostbusters. Whom will you attempt? Sorry, I butchered that. Sorry, David. Whom will you attempt to contact via telephone? You get it?
It's the Ghostbusters. That's who.
That's who. All right, Noel. Do you like sports movies?
You know what? I liked Any Given Sunday. I seem to remember enjoying that one. It's not something I typically seek out, but the good ones sure are good.
This conversation sounds very familiar, Noel. I think I've asked you that before.
I probably said the same thing. It's my position.
I
watched a lot of those ones when
that.
I was a kid. Like I watched like Angels in the Outfield and, you know, Rookie of the Year and things like that. I liked, what's the comedy one with the snarky ladies? A League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm. Snarky ladies?
Mm-hmm. They're snarky.
Oh, they're great, Noel.
Yeah.
Come on. Justin Norton asks, what's the best sports movie ever made? And I may have posed a similar question like this in our past, but we're going to We're going to go through these because...
Is it Rudy?
Well, I'm sure there will be some Rudys. I'm going to go ahead and say, for me, Hoosiers, Rocky.
Yeah.
And...
What about Raging Bull?
Yeah, I mean, that's a sports movie, and it's fucking great. Raging Bull, and I'm gonna have to probably put Bull Durham in there, and maybe Major nice. League.
To me, it's almost like it really is elevated when you don't even think of it as a sports movie. Like, I don't think of Raging right. Bull as a sports movie. I don't really think of Rocky as a sports movie. I think of those as
yeah.
like
well, character Rocky, studies. Yeah, sure. It's a character movie. It's a love story. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, The Natural, too, and Field of Dreams. There's a lot of good baseball movies, not many good basketball movies, and not very many good football movies. Remember the Titans was good, and I liked Any Given Sunday back then.
I had an Oliver Stone phase, you know, sure. and I realized that he's a little tricksy at times, but I just loved Natural Born Killers when I was at the right age, where that movie was just like, you know, red meat for my impressionable teenage brain.
I bet that movie does not hold up.
I kind of bet it doesn't either. Yeah.
I bet it's very much of the time.
I would tend to agree, and probably a bit cringe and problematic.
Well, and beyond that, I haven't seen it since then, but I just think the filmmaking style probably has not aged well that he employed.
Yeah, it's definitely very frenetic editing and like crazy, you know, psychedelic mm-hmm. kind of cuts. Maybe I'd like it still. You know how much I like a good psychedelic movie.
You like a psychedelic movie?
I do. Speaking of which, Chuck, I got to do a quick plug. A buddy of mine named Nicholas, who's a big fan of the Movie Crush and the minis in particular, he has a podcast called Videodrome Cinema, and I was just a guest on it for the second time, and we talked about Mandy, which you know I love.
Fun.
And you know how psychedelic I consider it. But we had a nice chat about that. So check that out if you want to hear me and some cool dudes from Texas talk about Mandy.
Okay, I thought he might have been in Atlanta and worked at Videodrome, one of the few remaining video stores in our fair city.
I know. I hope it makes it. It has made it, though. It made it through the pandemic.
I know. Boy, nothing can kill Videodrome.
I know, man.
I love it. If I had a DVD player, I'd support them. I feel bad.
Well, you have a PlayStation 4, Chuck.
Oh, that's true, but I'm not going to watch a movie up in my office with that little TV.
Yeah, I've got mine hooked up to the main TV. I actually have been meaning to go by there. And my girlfriend and I have a list of movies that we are checking off and working our way through. And there's a few of them that are a little harder to find on streaming. So I think we'll maybe go and do a Videodrome run. My problem is this, and it's not a good excuse. Every time I rent something from there, I always don't finish watching them in the allotted time, and then I end up keeping them longer mm-hmm. and then end up owing them tons of late fees. And I feel so stupid that I then I don't go back.
I know. I mean, it's a weird former world that we lived in when you had to go pick something up and return it in an allotted time. They've kind of gotten rid of that in most businesses.
They have, and it's like we're so spoiled with, you know, the things are available whenever for however long, you know. Well, unless you rent something on Amazon, then you get it for, I think, 48 hours. I've certainly let one of those windows expire before watching the thing and felt pretty stupid there, too. But, yeah, definitely going to be hitting up Videodrome soon.
That's great. Support your local video stores, everyone. If there is mm-hmm. one in your city, make an effort to go. And I will do so. I'll go back to Videodrome. I wonder if they sold my membership from the late 90s. Do you think that's possible?
I would love to think so.
Am I in their pewter still?
Oh, probably. I don't know if they purge the rolls like they do the voting rolls here in Georgia.
It definitely wouldn't be listed under my phone number because that was like who knows how many phone numbers ago.
You changed phone numbers? I have the same phone number since I was a teenager.
Well, I mean, I'm much older than you, Noel. So my first cell phone was a brick phone. It wasn't a brick phone. It was a Nokia, like handheld Nokia. But
I had one of those.
It was in different cities. It was an LA Nokia phone. I've had like three or four cell phone numbers in my life.
I've probably had two.
You know what my phone number was growing up, Noel? 981-9019.
Whoa. That's a good one. Mine was 736-5906.
Yeah, that shit is with you for life, man.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, that was my home phone. I want to call that one day. I wonder if... and that was in Atlanta before you had to dial area codes at all. You just 100%. Dialed 981-9019 and you got my house.
Same deal. 736-5906. I even have a little 736-5906. Yeah, that's how I remember it.
981-9019.
Yeah, same tune works for any seven-digit number combination. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to get it going with... Cody Reed says Sandlot. Wade Woodall says Slapshot. That's a good movie.
Sandlot's a great example. I don't think of it as a sports movie. I think of it as like Stand By Me or like a coming of age, you know, movie that happens to revolve around sports. But a lot of shit happens in that movie. It's not like all about the big game, you know, it's about their friendship. I love the Sandlot.
You know, my brother worked on that. I think I mentioned that before.
You had mentioned that. The Beast, the big dog. I love the way they shot that thing and make it look so scary. And then when you see it in person, it's not that scary. We just kind of in their minds. Yeah, but it was really scary. Yeah, it was great.
Wade Woodall says Slapshot. Noel, that's a good one. Classic hockey movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I never saw any of those Mighty Ducks movies, though. Did you see those?
No. Yes, I did. Big time in the theater. But did I mention to you that I've kind of become buddies with Danny Tamborelli, who played Little Pete in The Adventures of Pete and Pete, and he was also in the Mighty Ducks movies?
No, but I'm looking this person up. Oh, I see him.
Pete and Pete was a formative show for me when I was a kid. And I just reached out to him cold on Instagram, and he responded, about maybe like developing something together or whatever. And we've talked business type stuff here and there, but we've kind of become pals. And he plays bass. He's in a band in New York, and really, really, really cool guy.
He doesn't look unlike Gene Ween.
Agreed. I could see that.
They have the same eyes. Sports movies and all. Sarah Nagy says A League of Their Own. Colin Heffernan, sorry, Colin, I know you, says Bull Durham. Here's one that I don't think of that much, but it was a really good movie. But our friend Mike Nye, I think it's pronounced Nye, says Breaking Away. Did you ever see that? The biking movie?
Mm-mm.
That's another that's a coming-of-age movie about these four friends in a small town that are on a cycling team. But, I mean, most of the sports movies are... I mean, you got Major League in those movies that are just like fun sports comedies, but most of them are real stories about real people, you know?
Totally.
Elise Anderson says Miracle, the best ever. I didn't see that, did you?
Mm-mm. No, that's people love that one. That really, really, really comes up a lot, Miracle.
Yeah, that's about the Miracle on Ice hockey team.
You know what? Something just popped into my brain, Chuck. I used to work at a weird little kind of hybrid ad agency / magazine publishing place out in Gwinnett when I first moved to Athens. Not when I first moved there, but it was a job that kind of like I had a hard time finding work in Athens. But I got this job in Gwinnett, and so I had to commute to Gwinnett several days a week. It was not fun, and the job was terrible. I could go into details about how horrible a place this was to work, but there was one thing I had to do where I had to make like a hype video kind of for some sort of like presentation for some company. And it was just stitched together like, what's what I'm looking for? Inspirational moments from movies with a soundtrack underneath it. And so I had to like, you know, find and digitize all of these, big inspirational moments from these movies. And I remember Miracle was one of the ones that I found.
Really?
I believe, what's his name? Kurt Russell is in that, right? He get, you know, big locker room speech moments,
Yeah, I think he played the coach, right?
Yeah, I'm almost positive, but it was a fun exercise. I wish I could find that because I was really proud of it. I worked on it really hard, but it was just like, yeah, it was all these big, you know, inspirational rallying the troops kind of moments just stitched together with like a big schmaltzy kind of like canned score underneath it.
I would love to find... I mean, I have a big box of Hi8 tapes that I need to get transferred digitally, but I have some old VHSs. My brother and I used to make little VHS things. I did my audition for The Real World, Noel, in college.
Yeah, you told me that.
I need to find these things and digitize them and share them with the world because it would be pretty funny to see college Chuck
auditioning for Real World, like a dummy.
Did you get a call back?
Nah, I got nothing. Andrew Scooter Bat says, Vision Quest. Love that movie, Noel.
I have not seen Vision Quest. Wait, Vision Quest? Galaxy Quest?
Yeah, what? Galaxy Quest, the great sports movie.
What is Vision Quest?
It's a wrestling movie. It's also coming of age. Matthew Modine plays a high school wrestler.
I do like him. He's related to a woman I used to work with in public radio, in Georgia Public Radio. Like he's like her cousin or something.
Oh, really? Kind
of, yeah.
He and my brother were pals.
He seems like a sweetheart.
Yeah, Scott worked on, and the band played on HBO, and about the AIDS crisis, and very good movie. And Matthew Modine was on that, and he just kind of took a liking to my brother. And I think they stayed in touch for a while. And then when he was in town filming Stranger Things, I told Scott, I was like, dude, you should totally give Matthew Modine a call. I bet he would love to have lunch with you. And I don't think he did. And I regret that for him.
Ah.
Because I know he's like, he probably didn't remember me. I was like, dude, he totally remembers you. Apparently, he's a really good guy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Samantha Begay says, did anyone mention The Replacements, a movie I did not see, Noel?
I just know the band, Chuck. I don't know the movie.
Did you like The Replacements, the band?
They're great, yeah. I need to dig deeper into their catalog, but like everything that I've heard from them is excellent. Really good, rollicking. Kind of, it's punk-ish, but it's also like, it's like a hybrid between like punk and more kind of just, you know, Springsteen-y rock.
Yeah, bar band. Mm-hmm. Marty Willis says Friday Night Lights. Koikendal Jimmy says Caddyshack. Hands down the best sports movie ever. It's got the elites versus the downtrodden. It's got a love story. It's got comedy, drama, and a Cinderella story. You are on record as not liking Caddyshack. Isn't that right, Noel?
It's not that I didn't like it. I know I don't have the same nostalgia for it as some folks do, in the same way as like the Vacation movies, the National Lampoon movie. I need to rewatch it. I certainly think there's some laughs in it, but I guess I just don't maybe see quite what the hubbub is about in terms of it being like one of the best comedies of all time, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Kirsten Talker says, Ruby, I think Kirsten means Rudy, but also says Million Dollar Baby.
That's a good one.
Tough movie, Noel.
Totally.
No spoilers, but boy.
Something happens.
Didn't see that coming.
Nope.
Yeah, I only saw that once. It's a one-timer.
It's a heavy one, man. Yeah, I completely agree.
Duffy Johnson lists a few. Chariots of Fire. That was great. Best Picture winner, I believe. Ali, that was good. The Muhammad Ali movie with Will Smith.
I didn't see it.
I want to say that was Michael Mann.
That sounds right.
It seems like a Michael Manny thing. Yeah, it's Michael Mann. Good movie. Will Smith was, he was great. Joel Kron does say Rocky. No real competition here I can think of. Rocky's just a great movie. I keep trying to get Emily to watch it. And she will eventually. She will relent. Matthew Jones says Moneyball. I like that movie a lot, Noel.
That's another one that, again, feels more about the story behind the sports than like a big game, you know, who's going to clinch it kind of deal.
Got to have a human story there. Mm-hmm. Adam Gordon says Goon. That is a movie I want to see, Noel, that I've heard a lot of people say is really good.
What is it again?
Goon.
Oh, that's a hockey one as well, right?
Yeah, that's the one with, I know it. People hate it. He probably hates it when people do this, but Stifler, isn't it?
Yes, and it's funny that we only know him as that. We don't know his name as a human person.
Sean William Scott, right?
Oh, is that his name? Yeah, I think.
I think so. I like him, actually, quite a bit. I think he's a very, Sean William Scott. I think he's a charismatic and can be a very funny actor. I'd like to see him in more.
I agree.
Gail the Danger of Kuntz says, Remember the Titans. You know, part of that Noel was filmed right here in Eastlake Park. Did you know that?
I don't doubt it. So much is. Remember the Titans is football as well, right?
It is football, Denzel.
And that was Denzel. Yes, sir.
Karen McQuaid says, Wimbledon, Paul Bettany being gorgeous. Well, that's easy for him. And tennis is the only sport I give a crap about. Ooh, Michael Fleming says, Bad News Bears. That was a funny movie, but that's a movie definitely of its time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Raunchy, right? Isn't that one where it's like kind of like kids misbehaving? They did a remake of that, if I'm not mistaken, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that was, what's his face? Richard Linklater did that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie that's I mean, it's a movie of its time, and back then people just said kind of awful things sometimes. So it sort of is what it is.
Yeah, you know? Right.
If it's not your bag, don't watch it, people. Oh, that's funny. Alfie Brady says The Big Lebowski. That didn't count as a sports movie, does it, Noel?
It's about bowling.
Is it?
Kind of. I mean, it's part of it. There's a lot going. Again, it's a lot going on in that movie. Like, is okay, if The Big Lebowski isn't a sports movie, what is Kingpin?
Comedy.
Kingpin literally has, though, a like high stakes event, you know, where you're like, who's going to win? Who's going to reign?
No, somebody? That's true. It is a bit of a sports movie if you consider bowling a sport.
Well, I think people who bowl would probably definitely consider bowling a sport.
We're going to get some enthusiasts in here, Noel, that say it's absolutely a sport. What do you call
sure
it?
We,
a pastime,
I'm sure we are.
A game?
Yeah, exactly. A hobby. I got to ask you, Chuck, have you heard of this movie called The Jesus Rolls?
Rolls, R-O-L-L?
Yes, sir.
Nope.
It is a John Turturro starring and directed spinoff of the Jesus character in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And it's weird as shit, dude. It's got Audrey Tautou in it, and she's like naked like the whole time. It's super strange. John Hamm's in it, plays a hairdresser. It's a very odd little movie, and it's like really nothing to do with The Big Lebowski, and there's hardly any bowling in it. I think they bowl one time. It's really a road movie, and I'm very conflicted about it. There were parts of it that I liked, but then I was like, I don't understand what this is. It kind of came and went, and it was not very well regarded.
20% on Rotten Tomatoes, 1.5 stars on RogerEbert.com. I won't be seeing that movie, Noel.
Okay, fair.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I saw it because my buddy had a copy of it on DVD, and I was over there, and he thought I should see it, so we watched it, and I was very nonplussed.
IndieWire says this, the Jesus Rolls review, John Turturro's Big Lebowski spinoff is a breezy sex comedy with balls to spare.
Yeah.
Exactly. An orgasmic sex scene between Pete Davidson and Audrey Tautou is but one of many unexpected detours in this charming, if retrograde, lark. That's from David Ehrlich of IndieWire. Yep. Great website. Yep. All right, Noel, maybe we should wrap it up and spank this one on the bottom.
Let's do it.
Make it a shorty. I've got some alien research to do.
Yeah, man.
Before I record with Annie. So we'll just see everyone next week. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me, buddy.
All right, see you around.
Movie Crush is produced and written by Charles Bryant and Noel Brown, edited and engineered by Seth Nicholas Johnson, and scored by Noel Brown here in our home studio at Ponxty Market, Atlanta, Georgia, for iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.